The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Eudala's dungeon. Only then can we bring the Light of Lathander back to Naporia. For you control the magic of the dungeon to create the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Well, 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 Daryl, we barely knew you, and I hope you are happy in the pouch. I must admit, I feel a little disappointed that Rhoda is the one who knocked you out, but a win is a win. Anyway, before we get into it, this is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They've killed two kings, one queen, and maybe even our most missed princess, Princess Malia. Once again, we have the vermin right where we want them, trapped and soon to be defeated in the town of Red Hollow. This town was once ran by the Lillington family, one of the oldest families in the Court of Crowns. But something has happened. Bronn, Mira, and their son, Fahm, are nowhere to be found. And we suspect Eudala has something to do with it. The evidence of Eudala's return is unmistakable. Undermush continues to grow all around us, and city after city in this great kingdom is being abandoned by the light. We need the Helm of Gru to be returned to the top of Mount Nia, and right now, we don't even know where it is. We do know the Dungeon Rats are somehow behind its disappearance, and if we defeat them, we will be one step closer to saving our land. The Dungeon Rats are in the midst of battling members of Rot's army, as the opportunistic little hand is using the weakness of the court to seize power of his own. Rot is a product of the dungeon, so perhaps he too has fallen to Eudala. The fatigue of the battle is getting to them, as Rhoda just struck her friend and fellow apostle Daryl down to the ground. She was attempting to hit a half-orc, but she missed horribly twice. Sorry, it was really funny. Anyway, let's get back to Rhoda as she struggles with the realization that she probably just killed Daryl.
I feel awful.
Because you murdered him?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, extra... That's why. Guess what? I feel bad about it.
The first hit had to be hard, right?
Yeah.
So she just had to pull that axe out of his body. And she's like, well, I'm going to... And then right back into him.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So, Gilf, you're up.
Gilf looks at Rot scurry away, and he hears, like, a commotion and Daryl scream again. And he just says, screw it. And, like, he turns around and heads over to Daryl. As he's running up, he sees Rhoda over this half-orc, and he casts his last spell. The last magic missile at him. Okay. Oh, it's not that good. 9 damage to her.
3 magic darts leave your hand. They hit this female half-orc. She is still standing, still looking strong.
Bellegarde.
All right.
And you're there.
Well, as I'm running up then, I'm going to tackle her and try and grapple her. So now we're rolling, yeah.
We're rolling so many d20s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is Bellegarde versus Bellegarde.
22.
Oh, that wins.
Yes. So I tackle her to the ground.
You knock her off of
Daryl's dead body.
Oh.
Hacked up dead body.
Can Frederick roll a reaction to see if he gets rolled over on top of him?
Oh my god.
Now, Frederick is able to jump off of the back of the half-orc at just the right moment.
I would just love that. He would just be under them the entire time, like, oh no, oh no.
All right, so, but now you can punch still, right?
No, because I don't have any key points left, and I only have one attack, so that was it. Now, however, every attack against her that's not me is at advantage.
Okay. Daryl, you've got to fight off death. See how you go.
7.
You are one step closer to the great pouch.
We just got him back. No. What?
Okay, the guest is going to try to break. Let's roll, baby.
That's going to be a 15.
Nope. Nowhere close. So the lady half-orc is laying on the ground, struggling to get up.
I must do what's right. I must protect my friends.
But still stuck on the ground. Manrota is passed out. Bugfly, you're up.
Bugfly, she's already, like, looted the dude, and she's kind of, like, looking around. Her friends are gone.
She's already braided Broda's hair.
Yeah. I've put makeup on him, like, drawn on him. I realize that dragonborn people breathe fire, so it doesn't matter if he's tied up. So I'm going to make sure to muzzle him.
Okay. You still have your rope left. You use Belgard's rope.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to muzzle him.
I didn't think about that. That was smart.
So you tie up his mouth with a rope.
Yeah, and is there something behind him? Is there like structure beams? Or is
Yeah, absolutely.
So I tie up his mouth, and then under his muzzle, I loop sort of a rope, and I tie it to the structure beam behind him. So if he struggles too much, the rope will get tighter, and it'll strangle him.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Let's roll dexterity to see how well that's built.
A new snare?
That is 9.
Okay. He's all tied up. Rhoda. You're looking at the blood on your axe, wondering which blood belongs to who.
I know, it's so sad.
I'm really upset, and so I drop my battle axe on the ground, and I turn to the orc, and I just, like, jump on top of it to rip its head off.
So you jump on top. As Belgard is holding her down on the ground, you are on top of her, holding her by her head, and you start pulling. Let's roll strength. You have advantage.
I need a new d20. That's not going to make me roll 1.
Oh, okay.
Roll again.
Roll again. You have advantage.
Oh! Oh! Shit!
Yes!
Nat 20!
Nat 20!
That's good. Redeemed.
All right, so we're gonna say it works. So let's role play it.
So I am so distraught when I see the two times I've hit Daryl in his limp, tiny body that I know I have to redeem him, especially in the eyes of our possum god. So I turn and I lunge over and I grab the half-orc's head and I'm just furiously like, and I snap it off.
Blood is just gushing out at the bottom of her neck.
It's dripping like all over my face.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
And I'm like, you will forever be seen as an evil person in the eyes of the god. And I like just whip it off towards where Ra is running, I guess.
Roll dexterity.
16.
So the head goes flying down the street. It hits the ground. It bounces a couple times right next to Rot. Rot seems to pause for a beat and then takes off running again.
And then I take my fist and I shove it down into the neck of the orc and grab its heart.
Oh my god.
Through its neck
and rip it out and squeeze it till it bursts in my hands.
Oh shit.
All right. You are soaked in blood.
multiple types of blood.
All right, so we are out of initiative now. Just be weary of those guards, but we are out of initiative.
I've taken a berry and I've put it in Darrell's mouth and I'm like moving his jaw.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Hang on, you'll be fine. The tree has you.
I'm like right next to Daryl.
As the juice of the berry goes down your throat, you feel life coming back and you wake up.
Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know?
fucking dead people.
Or people that are choking.
Or need help.
Still just as selfish.
It could be a puppy in a tree.
But they're rescuing our cat.
How did a puppy get in a tree?
Hey, dogs are more scary in a tree because dogs can't get out of that tree.
Dog will just jump.
Yeah. The cat can get into the tree. A dog getting into a tree is
fucking
nuts.
Exactly, that's criminal.
Yeah.
Somebody put that dog in a tree.
Or that dog's got some weird fucking powers that we need to be worried about.
Levitation.
Where's Redemption?
Redemption has come running back to you and jumps into the Bjorn.
Can you track Rot?
Roll animal handling.
Ooh, that's a good question.
15.
She locks eyes with you and nods in a way that you interpret to mean yes.
Don't take any unnecessary chances, but track him and report back. Thumbs up?
Lifts a thumb from the dead body.
Gosh, it's horrifying.
She jumps from the Bjorn and runs down the street.
Now we have to just wait till he wakes up. And I'm like in the Dragonborn's face, just kind of like looking at him and observing him because he's passed out right now, right?
Yeah, he's out cold. Yeah. He's snoring.
Guys, we should drag him to an empty building and like hang out there. Those zombie guys could be back at any minute.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I have to disengage this trap or it's going to end really bad for him before it needs to you.
I'll hold him. Go ahead.
All right. Just one second. Go under and over.
Be careful.
Oh, yep. And okay. Undeath trapped.
Well done. Carry him over to the abandoned building.
While they're taking care of the body, I want to find a building that kind of looks like abandoned with the least amount of access points.
Roll investigation.
18.
You absolutely see a building like this. There's one with two small windows in the front and a door. The door's cracked open a little bit.
Guys, we should go inside here, quickly.
Okay. And I'm going to try dragging the body with Bellegarde.
So Bellegarde's just got it over his shoulder, but you've got like the left foot.
You know, like when people are moving furniture and someone's like, I'm helping. That's what I'm doing.
And also, you know how when people are moving furniture and then one of the people that's helping is just sitting on top of the furniture? Daryl isn't feeling great and he crawls up on top of the body. Put some guff into it, boys and girls. I'm going to take a quick little nap.
I want to go up to Frederick and tell him, like, good job, man.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, yeah, you did a great job, man.
That was close. I almost died a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't show at all.
Really?
You went full force on that guy.
And he did it all of his own regard with no encouragement from anyone at all.
My time is now.
What does that mean? What does your time now mean?
Oh, it's my time to shine.
Did your mom tell you that?
No, Daryl did.
No, well, who knows? Maybe it was just a force in the world.
Ooh.
Encouraging you in my voice because it's such a good voice.
You do have a really good voice.
Thank you.
I thought that when I started following the Possum God that I would start to sound like Daryl.
That's okay.
Sometimes I try to be Daryl.
As we're all inside, Gilf is closing the door. So what is it? It has two windows, you said, right?
Yeah, two small windows.
Are the windows have blinds or curtains?
No, but
or?
They are fogged out.
Okay, yeah. So he takes his thumb and like clears off one little area enough so he can like look with his eye like out the window.
And then Rhoda writes, Gilf was here.
She even like writes it backwards so someone who's looking in will be able to read it. You know what I mean?
What does the room look like that we're in?
You look around the room and you see that this looks like the shop of a blacksmith. It's got little metal pieces all over, half-built axes and swords. It even has a forge and an anvil, but the forge is out.
So after Bugfly gets the Dragonborn situated, she wants to look around the room to make sure that everything is secure.
Roll investigation.
Nat 20. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very safe. It looks like no one's been here for some time. There's a layer of dust on everything. As you look around, it looks like whoever left grabbed anything of high value, or maybe it was grabbed later. It's hard to tell, but it is empty, and there doesn't seem to be anything that could be an immediate threat to you.
Is it all single level, or is there stairs?
There are no stairs.
So Bugfly sees that it's secure, And she still ties like little bells to the doors to, if anyone opens the door, we'll be alerted.
Roll sleight of hand.
15.
So you string up these bells.
Yes.
Is there a cup? A cup anywhere?
Roll investigation. Can Bellegarde find a cup?
15.
Yeah, you find a cup.
Excellent. I take the little seedling and I put it into the cup with dirt and I pack it very, very gently and I take a little bit of my canteen and I put a little cup of drops of water on it and I carefully place it in the sun where the grimy sunlight is coming through just so it can sit there for a while. I make a mental note of it so I don't forget it.
That's really good, Bellegarde. It's a good thing that you use some of our drinking water to water a small tree.
I made a promise.
I lean over to Gilf. Over under, he forgets the sapling here.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even know that that's a sapling at this point. I think he already forgot.
I need to sit, you guys. Yeah. I still feel really, like, my stomach hurts. I smashed in this thing that... person that look like me a lot, like really looks like me but different, and I just need like a good like 8 hours.
We should all set up to take watch, but first we should get answers
from Frederick.
From me?
Yeah.
You guys, I was a horse before.
Yeah, how did you become a horse?
Yeah,
I told you.
I was also a horse.
Oh yeah.
Frederick turned you into a horse. You turned her into a horse, Frederick.
Not on purpose.
Tell us what you know about him. And I point to the dragonborn.
Nothing. I'm afraid a potter like me isn't given a lot of information.
Is this the guy that you saw, though?
Yeah. Pull up his head.
Frederick examines him. Nope. Never seen him before in my life. And then he flicks at the pin on his shirt. But I recognize this, and it's that hand holding a knife.
Where do you see this?
On the people who came to my house.
Wait a second. I look at the pin. Handy blades. Did I do it right?
Handy.
No? What is handy
blades.
Doesn't come off my tongue that well.
Hand blades. Hand.
Is that what this is?
Vanishing.
Guys, I don't
knives.
Really understand. Is that what this is? This is a hidden blades thing?
Oh, hidden blades.
Okay,
hey, good
that's
one, Frederick.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay,
wow. Okay. All right.
You hear coming from that handsome dragonborn.
Ooh. Look out, I have to be the first one he sees.
Wait, why? So that he thinks you're his mother?
Good point. Gilf, stand right in front of him.
Wait, why? I don't want to be his
so
mother.
So you can be his mother.
I don't want to be his mother.
And I shove Gilf.
You're in so much trouble when we get home, young lady.
And the dragonborn's eyes, like, blink open.
What? Hey, settle down, buddy.
This is your mom.
What? Mama?
And Bugfly comes between Gilf's legs, like, because Gilf is standing above, and someone said, settle down, buddy. And she goes, yeah, buddy.
That's not my name. Is it my name? Maybe it's my name.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, don't.
Is your name Buddy? I mean, cool name, Buddy.
Guys, come over here real quick. And we go into a corner.
Sidebar.
Sidebar.
Oh.
Okay.
Not
right,
you.
Right. Yeah.
He can't get out.
Oh, okay.
He's still very tied together.
Oh, hey, Frederick, what's going on?
Hey.
So this guy doesn't seem to know anything. Let's pretend like he's one of us.
What if he's pretending to not know anything?
Well, then we're pretending too, so two negatives make a positive.
Ooh, that's a really, really good idea, Gilf. I walk over to Brode. Are we just calling him Broda?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I walk over to Broda. Fellow follower of the Possum God, as it has always been and will always be, welcome to being conscious again. We were in such a fraught battle, but you fought very well and you saved most of us.
What? Possum? I thought I followed an owl.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, you followed the Possum God, just like we all follow the Possum God.
Roll persuasion with advantage, because Rhoda helped you.
10.
No, I'm pretty sure it was an owl god.
What's your favorite owl hymn?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? What's your favorite owl hymn?
It goes, owl, owl. hoot, hoot, owl, fly away in the night. Owl, owl, hoot, hoot. Oh, you guys know it!
Oh my God, I got swept up in it.
That's beautiful.
The reason that we know it is because it's actually a possum song.
That's true. Huh?
Think about the lyrics for just a second.
And because in our possum god, it goes, possum, sleep, sleep.
Possum.
Sleep, sleep.
Possum.
Sleep,
sleep. Sleep.
Possum.
Sleep.
Scurry, scurry, scurry. Scurry, scurry, scurry.
Get into the pouch before you can get out of your bed.
You're members of the Hidden Blades, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hidden Blades. Hidden Blades.
Hidden Blades.
Yeah, we're members, but we got so separated and lost. Can you tell us where we're at? Because I don't remember.
We're in Red Hollow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we live in Red Hollow, or do we have, like, a secret lair?
I don't know how secret it is. It's in the Lillington Keep in the center of town.
Oh, yeah.
We're all positioned there. How do you guys not know that?
I fell.
Look, I'm going to be straight with you, Broda. You've been suspected of being a spy. And so we have to question you and make sure that you know everything we know.
I think that I should be the first one to question you.
Leave him alone.
I just think that maybe we should have some alone time so I can ask him some questions.
I was wondering if that's what this was.
Yeah, okay. I don't think he needs that right now.
I'm not against alone time.
Broda, he's actually tied up. I don't think.
First question.
Okay.
Do you have a girlfriend, wife,
okay,
or
this is,
secret
this
interest?
Is not the kind of questioning we should be doing.
No, I do not. I'm single. I've dedicated most of my time to our fearless leader.
Interesting.
Hold on.
Your mother?
That's what I was getting at.
Rot, of course.
Oh, brother.
Aren't you guys? You guys, wait. You guys aren't.
We fell.
You all fell?
Yes.
Okay. He rolled a 2.
How long have you known Rot?
Oh, not long. He came and recruited me and my friends, and we joined the Hidden Blades. He's now calling us Rot's Army, but we all know we're Hidden Blades.
Well, that's hilarious.
What?
Because just isn't it so funny that Rot would form an army that they all don't think that they're in his army, that they're just in there something else? That's hilarious.
That's a lot like Rot.
Yeah, but he is our fearless leader.
You know, I was a fearless leader once.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah, I've never been a leader either.
Really? Well, what's something we have in common? And Rhoda starts furiously writing in her journal.
Oh, you keep a journal?
I do. Do you keep a journal?
I used to, but I can't find it. Untie me so I can look for it.
No, thank you.
No, Rhoda. No, no, no.
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't fall for it.
If we're on the same team, why am I tied up?
Because you're suspected of being a spy.
Yeah, do you remember that part? Don't you remember that part?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We're not completely convinced, but you know, I was just thinking, like, sometimes following Rot can be such a drag. Oh, he makes me so mad sometimes, you know, like, you know, just how management is sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. Just one of my most frustrating things is how he's always trying to stab people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you
mean.
What's
one of your least favorite things that he does?
Oh, he keeps stealing all our magic items. I'm like, hey, Rot, save a magic item for me.
Doesn't that make you mad? Like, you want to do something about it?
Yeah, why don't I get a magic sword?
You should get a magic sword.
Wait a second. Bugfly, you're not saying we should rise up and mutiny against Rot, are you? You would never suggest something like that, would you?
No, I would never suggest that.
Didn't we already do that when we left the jail?
Rhoda. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Rhoda.
Don't say God. There's only one God, and it's the possum God.
Gilf steps in and starts talking to Broda. I love Rot, too. You know what I love most about Rot? How he only has one weakness. You know what I mean?
His pinky?
Yeah, oh, that's right. I remember hearing about this one weakness that he has, but I forget what it is, and like, how am I going to protect him against that if I don't know what that one weakness is?
If I don't remember what that one weakness is.
Oh, come on, you guys remember. It's his inflated sense of self.
No, we did know that. We absolutely did.
Yeah.
disappointing, but also not shocking.
No, not at all.
So anyway, when are you going to untie me?
As soon as we can trust you. It sounded like you were trying to lead a revolt against Rot just a few seconds ago.
What? Wasn't that you?
But also, maybe that would be a good idea.
Wasn't there somebody saying something like... Wasn't it Broda who was saying that?
Wasn't it Broda? I think you were... Which, honestly, very convincing and good idea. You're so smart.
I'd follow you to hell.
You'd let me be your leader?
Yeah!
Hey, Rhoda! I mean, hey, Dragonborn girl!
Yeah, my name's Rhoda. You could call me Rhoda if you wanted to.
That's so
if
weird.
You wanted to be Rhoda. What?
I'm Broda.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So, what are you doing later, do you think? I mean, do you think that your plan was to, you know, like, I guess, I don't know. I just been trying to get a sense of, like, what you're into. Like, if you weren't here tied up with us, what would you be doing?
Probably standing guard somewhere. I do a lot of that. I stand guard and keep this area safe. Rothead says there's a lot of people coming looking for him, so he needs some guards to, you know, keep them away.
Oh, he always says things like this. He's always saying things like this.
Yeah, always.
You know what? Mutiny, no mutiny. I know we're talking about it very seriously.
Are we talking about it, or are you?
Maybe we should sleep on it. What do you think, you guys?
I can go for a sleep.
Maybe we'll do a little sleep on it, and then we'll reconvene in the morning.
I don't know, guys. It's pretty hard to sleep when I'm tied up.
Are you sure? You were sleeping like a little baby prince earlier.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute.
What?
I was sleeping.
Yeah.
You were really tired, right?
And we captured you because you're a suspected spy.
And actually, you're getting sleepier and sleepier.
So sleepy.
Gilf is kind of like backing up and he's getting a little sleepy as they're doing this. He's like standing behind them. He's just like, yeah, go to sleep, Broda.
You know, guys, I just woke up. I'm not that tired.
Okay, we could stay up all night talking, you and me, but we could get to know a lot about each other. I grew up far away.
That's fine, I'm tired.
Yeah, how about the Dragonborns keep watch while we take a little nap?
That sounds excellent.
That sounds like a good idea. Nothing can go wrong with that.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm not nervous to be alone with him at all. Bugfly!
What?
I take Beauregard, Bugfly, and Gilf aside. I'm like, look, you guys, Rhoda needs this. Maybe this will just, like, kind of cool things down for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, just take a nap.
Well, Rhoda likes him more than she likes me, and then I just lose her forever. What if I lose her forever, Darrell?
You need to trust that she will come back to you.
Have you guys thought about, like, I'd say I don't know anything about this, but do you think Rhoda can undo knots? Because if she can...
Rhoda's just over. While you guys are all in your sidebar.
And we're all
like,
discussing whether or not you can undo knots.
At last my endless love has come along.
I'm pretty sure she can't.
I feel like her fingers don't handle small things.
Joke's on you guys. I've been using my battle axe to cut through this rope.
Oh, thank you so much.
Anyways, oh my god, he's free!
Rhoda's standing there. Again, he's in full chainmail. He's this beautiful white dragon, and he looks at you.
Well, if we're all followers of Rot, why don't we just go back to the keep?
Oh, wait, I forgot to mention, while you were out, the entire city was overrun by these terrible, terrible people called the Dungeon Rats.
And I've heard about these.
Oh,
jerks.
They were so mean and evil looking, and they looked nothing like us, because we're the good guys. And also...
Rot wanted us to protect this forge.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to... We got this blacksmith guy, and he pulls Frederick like in front of him. He's like, he's going to be he's going to be running this forge for us. Play along, Frederick. Just be cool.
Your time is now, Frederick.
Your time is now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a blacksmith.
So good.
Yes,
so good.
Crushing it.
I studied my whole life to be a potter, and I just walked into a blacksmith for the first time, so I can definitely bang some iron.
Could you make me some chainmail?
Yeah. Hey, do you know how to turn this forge on?
Oh, wait. I forgot to mention, Rot said never turn the forge on because it scares me. And he's on the run from the Dungeon Rats right now, and we have to hold down this position because it's the only thing giving him hope.
Deception.
Yes. 17.
Why would you want to protect this thing? It doesn't even do anything.
I know that I'm not the one with the answers. Someone else give it a try.
Why are you questioning Rot?
Not questioning Rot. I'll go talk to him. He's just over there in the keep. Rhoda, do you want to come with me?
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's go now. Wait, hang on one second. And I'm going to go sidebar with Bugfly.
Rhoda!
Do you think my hair is combed enough? I haven't combed it since yesterday.
Yeah, your
Do
hair's
I smell?
Great.
Do my pits smell? And I pick her up and I hold her up to my pit.
No, they don't smell.
Okay, good.
Rhoda.
What?
Look.
What?
He's probably evil. Hey, I'm your best friend, and I have to lay it out for you, or I wouldn't be a best friend if I didn't tell you the truth on how I feel. He's evil. He is so bad, and you're gonna fall in love with him, and your life is gonna be miserable because he's gonna be super mean to you eventually, and then you'll have 3 kids, and then those kids will turn on you and follow their dad.
You're gonna fall in love with me?
Oh, I was loud.
She was on his shoulders while she was doing that the entire time.
Rhoda hears Bugfly say all that. So inside she's like, okay. And then she gives Bugfly a look of like, I hear you, girl. We're on the same page. He's evil and I got this. And I'm like, well, that's okay. We don't have to talk about falling in love yet. Big wink at Bugfly. Why don't you and I walk towards the keep and see if we can see where Rot might be?
Okay.
I feel like I got played.
He turns to the door and he kicks it open.
Let's go! Come on!
Whoa. Great thigh strength. Not that that matters to me because I don't care about you at all anymore. Big wink to Bugfly.
Are you winking at me?
No. I wasn't. I had a butterfly in my eye.
Oh, those are dangerous.
I act quick to shut the door and cast Nature's Wrath on him.
Oh,
to cover him in possums.
Okay, so he's got to beat a 10, and he's got a +5.
Okay.
Describe what the possums look like.
Possums come scurrying out from the darkest places of this blacksmithery. They have a nice little golden. They're not always going to be golden, but they have a nice little like hue to them. And they, like, run up to Broda to try to, like, hold him back and hold him down.
And as they climb up his body, one by one, he grabs their heads and rips them off
wow,
with ease.
Okay.
And he just keeps popping their heads off. He's like, get these away from me!
Broda, are you coming?
Broda's, like, looking at him, and she's like, my god. My possum god. Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming.
At this point, Daryl's just like looking around. What? Why? What are we doing, guys? What are we doing here? Okay.
This is what I'm doing, Daryl.
Apparently, the jig's up, and we are gonna have no cover if he gets out of here.
I'm gonna just try and.
You're gonna run up and grapple him.
Yep. I'm gonna try.
No one's letting me do a secret mission with this Rhoda.
Because you will immediately get found out, and then you will be killed, Rhoda.
No, I have a plan. I have a plan, you guys.
Is it not look like you look?
Is that a 1?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Nope, does not work. You go to wrap your arms around Broda as he walks out the door, and he just walks right out into the street. He, like, waves, and then he starts walking towards the keep.
Do you follow him, Broda?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You guys, okay, so we have a decision to make. It's do we try to stop him, or do we try to get out of here because we're going to be found out by Rot?
Roll perception.
10.
You walk out into the street. You're following behind Broda, and you're looking at him, not paying much attention. Suddenly, you hear an arrow go whizzing by. And it misses, but plants itself in the dirt right at your feet.
Broda, wait!
Broda stops and turns around.
Yeah, what's up?
Hang on, I think I forgot some extra shield in by the blacksmith. Can we go back and get it?
I'm not going back in there.
No,
I don't like your friends.
What?
They should have came. If they believe in Rot, if they follow him, because he's our leader, they would have came. I'm going.
Wait, Broda, wait.
What?
I made you something. I want to show it to you. It's a surprise. It was supposed to be for your birthday.
Roll deception.
18.
17.
Oh, for my birthday? I don't remember it being my birthday.
Well, because it's not your birthday yet, but now I really want to give it to you as a surprise.
He starts walking towards you.
Okay.
What is it?
And I put my arm through his arm.
Oh.
Okay.
So I don't want you to be upset with me. And we're walking back towards the blacksmith's, right?
Yeah, and he's walking.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want you to be upset with me because I wasn't entirely sure what you might or might not like. I didn't know if your likes were just like mine or if I was just dreaming that they were just like mine. Not that I was dreaming about you. I would never dream about you. But you know what I mean. Are we close now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so do we go back inside?
He pauses at the door. And he walks inside. He's like, this gift better be good. He rolled a 2. Broda's a dummy.
Okay, so as he kind of walks past me, I'm going to take my axe, and with the butt of my axe, I'm going to swing and knock him out.
Okay, so let's roll against his armor class.
Okay.
And then I'm going to roll constitution.
14.
Ooh. So you take out your battle axe. You flip it over to hit him with the butt of it. As it goes forward, he catches it and goes, I don't think you have a birthday gift for me. He only made it into the door frame is the way I'm picturing it. And then he like takes like 2 steps backwards.
We're just all taking him out. We should roll initiative at this point.
Are you guys going to fight him?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to drag him in.
Yep.
I don't want to kill him. He still might be my number one.
17.
I got a 5.
Oh, I have a 3.
My dice just flipped me off. Is that, what does that mean?
Oh, that's a botch.
He just doesn't know any better, you guys. We just have to show him a different path.
I'll show him a different path.
Please, Beligar, please.
After being attacked by Rhoda, Broda pulls out his axe.
This could have been true love.
And then he swings. An 18 misses, right?
Yeah. It was armor class 20.
And he takes his second attack with the battle axe and swings again. 21.
Ooh.
Dealing you 9 damage. He strikes you right across the face. You are completely not expecting it. So your head gets slapped to the side. You spit out a little blood.
I'm at 9 hit points.
I've got 12. This is going to be over quick.
Yep. Okay. Who's up next?
Me, and I am going to try and grapple him. 20.
It's successful.
I've got him.
Yeah, so you wrap your arms around him and hold him as he's just standing there in the doorway with his arms locked.
Now, anyone attacking him does have an advantage because I've got him.
Next up is Bugfly.
I want to take the rope that we used to tie him up to snare him so we can drag him in.
I think that will be a sleight of hand.
20, but it's not natural.
It's still successful.
Bugfly grabs this giant... pile of rope, and she's tying knots, and she swings it over her head like a lasso, and she throws it and just yanks on it.
Ooh!
Ha!
Yo, Bugfly, way to go!
Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right, Gilf.
Do we have him now?
He's grappled with the rope tied around him.
Are we killing this guy?
No, I don't want to kill him. I don't think we should kill him. I think he's just slightly misguided.
We need information.
I guess at this point, honestly, let's just kill this guy because our cover's blown. We have like bigger fish to fry.
No, I really don't want to kill him, but I think that we could just have him be on our side.
Fingers at both temples and do a thunder wave.
Oh.
I don't have anything. All I have is cantrips now, I think.
Oh, well then let's stab him.
I really don't want to kill him. How come nobody's listening to me?
Okay. Ask him real quick if he would join our side because he has to make that.
To you.
He has to make that decision. We don't get to just say you're not one of us.
Okay, Broda, we could kill you or you could join our party.
You just tried to kill me.
Yeah, but we could actually kill you or you could join our party.
I'm not joining any party.
Why? Why? Our party's really good.
Who are you?
We're the Dungeon Rats!
Oh my god!
Motherfucker!
Gil slams the door behind him, and he shoots Ray of Frost at the guy.
Roll it. It's a armor class of 20.
God.
It's Rhoda.
Jesus Christ.
18.
Oh wait, you have advantage.
Oh.
Because he's grappled.
21.
That hits.
2.
Hell yeah.
His fingertips are chilly.
Ow. Hey, did someone leave a window open?
Yeah. We get it. I get this enough with these guys.
Daryl, you're up.
I'm just going to take the longsword to his neck and try to do as much as I can.
Go for it. And remember, you have advantage.
Yes. How are you grappling him? Can you picture this?
Arms behind his back, so his neck and chest would be kind of thrust forward.
Are you guys spooning, or are you face-to-face?
No, I'm definitely spooning him.
Okay, yeah. Spooning.
What if he's under a magic spell?
He's not, though.
I don't think I'm tall enough to reach the neck, so I'm not going to go for the neck. I'm just going to look for a weak point in the armor and
yeah,
try to
go
get
for
right
it.
Through it. 12.
You cannot seem to locate a weak point in his armor. If only you were just a bit taller.
Yeah.
Rhoda, you're up.
I don't understand, Rhoda. Why are you in Rot's army? What makes Rot so great? You know he's not actually a fearless leader.
Well, of course he is.
Why?
Hey, he's got us this far, hasn't he? Who's your fearless leader? Gilf?
Please say Gilf. Please say Gilf. Please, 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 please. Gilf. Gilf. No. His name's Gilf. Just say my name. Say my name. Someone say my name.
In a group of friends, no leader is needed because the truth is what leads us.
Well, that's your problem. We're an army.
Oh, okay.
I like how this is all happening in between us taking shots.
I know. This is like the worst. Like, we're trying to kill him, but also it's like a very casual
it's
conversation.
Very casual.
But I don't understand why you're willing to give up your life for Rot. We knew Rot pretty well. He's not that great.
He seems pretty great now.
Why?
He's powerful. He's helped keep away the dark.
How? How is he doing that?
Well, he's got the helm of Gru.
Really?
So the helm of Gru is helping keep away the dark.
Yep.
And the darkness.
It's all safe.
It's keeping away the darkness for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's only using it for their people.
I really just want to convince him to be on our side.
All right, we can roll that.
Okay.
You're going to have disadvantage, though. People are punching him.
Yeah, I'm about to slam his head into the nearest
grappling
post.
Grappling him. He's been swung at.
Can yeah. I first kiss all of his wounds?
Well, let's
He's
roll.
He's about to have more.
You're welcome to do that, but let's roll. You do have disadvantage on this.
What am I rolling? Deception or persuasion?
Persuasion. You want him to be on your side.
I have no modifier for that. Well, you don't either, then.
No, I have an 8.
I have a nat 20 and a 12.
Okay.
Whoa.
Game changer. Broda, does it hurt? Does it hurt right here?
You know, your friends are mean.
I know. They are so mean, aren't they? And I kiss his bicep and I go,
oh.
They're all better. And does it hurt down here on your knee?
Yeah, it does.
Isn't that all better?
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
You know what will feel really good?
What?
If the dark stays away forever, but if we all do it together. Hmm. You, me, Bellegarde, who's gently holding you back.
This
kind of
hurts,
sort
though.
Of. Bellegarde, let up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Very, very little I will loosen up, but I don't let go.
The thing is that we knew Rot really well. We know he's probably doing such a good job keeping the dark away from you, but we're doing a better job keeping the dark away from everybody. And you could be part of our cause, because our cause is beneficial for everybody. We're kind of like the Democrats.
Who?
The aristocrats.
The aristocrats. we're like a bunch of cats in the wild.
Oh.
Anyways, will you join us and help us so we can benefit everybody and not just a small portion of the world?
He like pauses and you can see that Broda is deep in thought. Frederick walks up.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be Frederick.
he's punching his hands.
You destroyed my home. You killed all of my friends.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. Who are your friends?
I don't have any anymore.
And he reaches back slaps Broda across the face.
Whoa.
That was so bad. Ass, Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick, wow.
That was incredible.
But also maybe now was not your time, Frederick.
Zot!
God, I'm a huge fan. Zot, get in here!
What's going on?
Oh, Zot, I'm so excited! Guardian Nate Hastings,
requested you, and specifically you, to come and scare the dungeon rats.
Number one super fan, Nate Scafting.
Hasting.
Hasting? I don't have time for names. I'm always on the road, just singing my songs.
Oh, yeah, your scary songs.
Oh, man, they strike fear into the hearts of men everywhere.
Can you hit me with your greatest hit?
Greatest hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called On the Road and Alone.
On a dusty, rocky road, I saw you standing there.
Standing there? You mind if I take the back?
No, I, you're out of key, so it kind of throws me off at
okay,
the same time.
Right,
it's
I'll
okay.
sing in key next time.
No, it's all right, it's fine. I reached to give you a hug, but then you disappeared. So I stabbed until the light came. I stabbed some more. And then I found you full of stab wounds at the door.
At the door.
Please, you're throwing me off here.
I'm sorry, I'm not a good singer, but I want to sing along so badly because I love your music.
You and the millions others of Napuria.
Oh, yeah? You're the biggest alt-rock band in all of Napuria.
Heavy metal alt-rock, yeah. Thank you very much.
Heavy alt-rock.
With a little bit of reggae in
there. Yeah, I love when you use the duotone drum.
Hey, man, that's just the direction we're going with these days.
It's the future, I get it.
It is. So what am I doing here? What's the deal?
I need you to go to the Endless Dungeon.
Hang on, do you mind if I smoke a cigarette in here?
Only if I can bum one.
Hell yeah, I only smoke mead cigarettes. That's 10 cigarettes tied together. Hang on.
I can
here,
do that.
Puff on those.
Can you help me out? I only have one arm.
You only got... Okay, well... Oh, that's really gross. Oh, man, you only got one nub.
Because I'm hardcore like you.
Oh, that is so hardcore.
I'm
going to write a song about that right now.
All right, go for it. I'll sing along.
Lost my arm.
I lost my arm.
I don't know where it went.
Where it went.
But I know I still got two legs.
No, I don't.
So that... Wait, what?
I only got one leg.
Oh. Time for a rewrite. I'm a fly.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't notice. I must be pulling it off. Great.
Different direction.
Okay, go for it.
Hey, man. I got one leg.
One leg.
Hey, man. Do you know me? Hey, man. I can't get laid.
Wait, what?
I can climb this tree.
Climb this tree.
No, please. You're completely off. You don't even know the right key. I don't even know what key you're in.
I'm in the key of C minor.
Damn, that's smooth. What?
Damn, that's smooth. I want to be just like you.
I can see you're wearing my shirt right
I
now.
I am. I know it's kind of gauche to be wearing the band shirt at the concert,
but... Are you kidding me? Sometimes I wear my own shirt on stage.
Oh, are you a member of the band Metallica? They love to wear their own shirts.
Never even heard of that band.
Metallica?
That sounds
horrible.
They
get really wet and play the drums.
They all just play drums?
Yeah, really wet.
Oh, man, I gotta look into that. What's their draw? Like, if they're playing, like, a local, like, carnival, what would their draw be?
They smell like fish.
Smell like fish.
Smelling like...
On a Sunday morning, banging my head.
Banging my head.
Can you take me to
flyers?
No, to flyers. To flyers.
Oh, I thought I knew that one.
No, back in 99, I teamed up with a copy store. And I was constantly making copies. You just watch the commercials.
Oh, yeah, you worked at Maddox Tinkos.
Yeah, why'd you say it like that?
I...
Are you calling me a sellout?
A little bit.
Are you calling me a sellout?
I mean, your first album was your best album.
What?
Well, it's always the case. You had your whole life to write the first album.
Yeah,
then you only had a year to write the second and 6 months to write the third. I get it, man.
Listen, it's hard out there.
I know. I've been writing music my whole life. I get it.
Sure, your music is crap, but...
No, it's good. I wrote one. It's called...
My music strikes terror in the hearts of men everywhere. Your music... What does your music do?
My music appreciates my idols. I called this one For the Love of Zod. Zod, I love you. Will you please move in with me?
Hold on, this
Zod.
Sounds way too familiar.
I love you.
Oh my God.
I got a big corner. We can sleep in it together, Zod. I love you.
I wrote a song about this song.
What?
It was called Dear Stan. It was about this crazy guy who was obsessed with me.
How did it go?
It went,
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed that gives me the shit needed to be the most mean on this earth. And I curse with this curse that just gave me curse to just verse.
What's earth?
Oh, I don't know.
Sounds interesting. Can you smoke it?
I'm sure you can. You can roll it and smoke it and toke it. See how good I am at rhyming.
You're pretty good at rhyming. Wait, why did you even call me here?
Because I wanted to form a band with you, and then we'd go to the Endless Dungeon and catch the rats.
Man, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Just a little secret.
Ooh, I love secrets.
I can't play an instrument.
Neither can I.
What are we going to do? We're going to willy-manilly this?
Nah, I say fuck it. Let's take it a cappella.
Yeah, let's a cappella this.
Yeah, I'll take the lows, you take the highs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll do the lows, you take the highs.
No, I always take the lows, you take the highs.
Okay, I'll try.
Wait, are we just making up this song on the fly? Or do you have lyrics?
I got lyrics, they're right here.
Oh, okay.
Take it from my good hand.
I sit in this chair.
Nice lows.
Wait, I thought I was taking the highs.
What's your secretary doing in here? Get out of here, Denise.
How do you know her name? I sit in this chair. I comb all my hair.
I'm dying over there. It's nothing yet keeps you scared. But at home, I'm a monster. And I'm kicking every ass. I'm a monster. I'm a blast from the past, like Brendan Fraser.
Ayo, right here. Former leader and now arch nemesis to the Dungeon Rats. Oh, Broda, you will always be my dearest friend. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by, with original music from, Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. Daryl is Alex Colliard. Bellegarde is Aram Varshian. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.